Hi everyone, welcome back to the Headphones On Podcast, episode 32. I'm Dina.
I'm Millie.
Today we're going to discuss our favorite yacht rock hits. We have a corresponding playlist to this episode, and you can find it on our Instagram highlights and stories on headphones on underscore, TikTok at headphones on underscore, and our Twitter at underscore headphones underscore on. There you'll also be able to find links to previous episodes and playlists. Feel free to hit the follow on all the above to stay in touch with us. Let's get into it.
So I have to say, from the previous episode, I think what remained was Led Zeppelin and the Dead Fish. Guys, allegedly, it was allegedly. I mean, you could definitely Google it. These guys were a wild bunch.
Was also the 70s and like drugs, I don't, I mean, not that I'm not, I'm not defending them, but like drugs, I don't know.
I
Like,
mean,
what? I'm sure the Beatles also had some weird stuff too, I don't know.
I'm like, well, what happened with the Dead Fish? I'm like, I think only Bonham was involved. Like,
Jeez Louise, you're
I'm just
like,
like, really, that's not the point. But there was actually, it got me thinking because there was a really cool photo of them in a sex club in Amsterdam
oh yeah.
where the four of them were watching a couple have sex. And it was the coolest photo because it looked like they were gossiping around the water cooler at work, like unfazed.
The water cooler being people having,
Exactly,
sex, yeah.
totally unfazed. They were totally unfazed, and it was such a great shot. And I'm like, oh, should we post this on headphones? But I'm like, okay, it's gonna get taken down. We can't do that.
Yeah, we have to
But
put like a big smiley face over the couple.
over the couple, who knows? Like, let's see. But I th that was just like, it was golden.
That's so
Anyway,
funny. That is so funny.
I went to Lana. I
Okay, so
went to.
how was it?
It was okay. So it was a 10 show. It was only 10 shows, very limited tour, no major
Right.
cities.
Right.
And I had to go because like Lana's the kind of person that will say, I'll never tour again. And like, you'll never see her because she only does festivals. So she hasn't
Yeah.
really
Yeah.
done major cities. Like she hasn't done like a proper tour in years.
Yeah.
So, because you never know with her, but I'm very happy that I went. It was she sang a lot
Oh.
of like the old hits, like old hits, because she's not that old, but
No, but she's
like
had many records. Like she's had her discography is pretty vast.
she's sung a lot of Born to Die like songs,
Nice.
the Ride, Blue Jeans, just she sung
Nice.
Ultraviolence, which is my favorite album. And
Yeah.
I think it's fitting that she only went to Southern states because it's fitting for the album, which is to me is kind of like a part two to Ultraviolence.
Right.
So it was very nice. And my husband took me, Roger took me,
Oh, the best.
and the first thing he's like, where are the men? I'm like, well, Adina, it might as well have been like Little Affair.
Really? That's so cool.
And
Okay,
like
good for her.
she even said, ladies, thank you for bringing your boyfriends.
That's so nice.
It was just a lot of
She
boyfriends just showing support and like moving side to side awkwardly.
really is like, I think, and this is the thing, I think like the there so her fans, because I'm a Lana fan, her fans, and if you compare her to like a Taylor Swift, like two totally different fan bases. They might all be white, do you know what I'm saying? But like two totally different vibes of fans. I think that the difference between Taylor Swift fans and Lana fans like is a depression and a prescription for treating depression. Maybe that's why like I'm
You know
all
what?
that.
I honestly I love her
Feel
because
like
she
they're more
really,
chill. They're just chill. Like the fans are like chiller.
But it was, I mean, a lot of ladies with their cowboy boots. It was
Oh,
so freaking
cute.
adorable.
Cute.
And he endured. I mean, when a man loves a woman, like he
I know. Should I start singing that to you guys?
like
Like,
honestly, he endured. He's like, no, I'm gonna
oh.
go. I want to know. Like, I know that you're a fan of hers. I'll t and I
It's
could have gone with girlfriends, but he insisted on
no, it's
taking me.
special. I think that's really nice. Okay,
I'm
but
really
was
lucky.
did you get a fan out of him? Is he into the music now?
He didn't say it was bad. Like
Good.
he it
Okay.
wasn't. I mean, like he know he. I'm like, you're not gonna. This isn't gonna be a Leonard Cohen concert because he's a
Yeah.
fan of Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that Leonard
I mean,
Cohen has passed away,
lyrically,
but
I mean, she's great.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I think the why I love her is because I feel like she's pretty much the Joan Baez, Carole King, Joni Mitchell of our era, of our time. And no, it's not Taylor Swift. It's actually Lana Del Rey. So.
And I think she is a co-writer on a lot of, I mean, I know she's written her own songs, but she does also work with other writers. And that doesn't bother me. Like, it doesn't bother me when a writer, like, if an artist is like, okay, I've written songs, but I want to work with somebody else. I think that's really interesting.
Yeah, she's great. Her visuals are great. She's had great dancers, her backup singers. It was a very nice show. I'm really lucky. Like, Sade now needs to tour again.
You know, I don't think Sade's ever going to tour again. And I think if she does tour, it's only going to be London. And I think that, like,
We're
I will
going.
sell an egg for that. Anybody want an old egg? I will sell an egg.
No.
I'll
I would
sell an
do,
old egg.
yes. She's the one that I would pay major bucks to see.
100%, I would pay like a stupid amount of money to see her.
To see her. Like,
Actually,
she's the one that I would just like,
I
I
was
will
just
get myself in debt for.
I was I was just talking to my friend about this yesterday, and I was like, I don't know what I would do if I saw her live. Like, I don't know. I would have to keep reminding myself to keep my cool because I would be kicked out, and I'm like, I pay too much to be kicked out of this place. But like, I don't know what I would do. Some foolish things, maybe. I'd do some foolish things. I love her so much.
I'm obsessed. And she, if you see
You don't
these
need.
videos of her live, her band looks at her. First of all, her band is fabulous, and her band
Oh,
looks at her
yeah.
like they're in love with her, and she looks at them like she's in love with them.
But who isn't
It's
in love with her?
just
I'm in love with her. I'm in love with her.
like you guys, I mean, there's plenty of footage of Sade singing live, and it's just like I cannot imagine seeing her live. Like, it'll happen.
It
We'll go to
will. No,
London. We'll go
we
to
will.
London.
No, we have to. But I think that's the thing where it's also, she has, like you said, she's an incredible artist. Her band are incredible artists, and they have a mutual love and respect for each other. And I think that when you see that magic of everybody just vibing and everything just, and it's not just like a hired band. Like, I think she works with the same people over and over and over again. And I think that's where, I don't
Yeah.
know, it's just, she's just, I mean, I just can't get enough. I listen to her at least once a week.
Me
Like, I'm
too.
not kidding you.
Yeah,
Okay, good.
she's top five artists, like
Okay.
for always and forever. Yep.
Did you, for Lana, did you wear any like daisies in your hair or
I didn't. I didn't. I saw
missed
someone with
opportunity?
Miss, I know. I saw someone even with the ultra violence veil, because I love that video.
I love everything that's trendy, but I've kind of
Yeah.
just been doing my own thing. I've just been kind of
Yeah.
I purchased actually a lot of great gosh, blazers, but in different styles. Like, I got this amazing Christian Dior blazer that looks, I just have to send you photos. Like, I have been really, really lucky with my secondhand, pre-loved, thrifted, et cetera, finds lately. I've been very, very like lucky.
And that's how I got the Alaya.
Nice.
And I've through Vestiaire, and also the Row. I got the
Oh,
Row Constance through Vestiaire.
good for you.
I'm all about the like, and it was obviously like new, like people that bought it and got the wrong size, like, and they just like wanted their money back, and they knew they weren't gonna get any. I just lucked out. And actually, I lucked out. Speaking of Stuart Weitzman, I got the 50/50s through
Oh,
eBay.
50-50s. That's amazing. Oh, I
Through
love those.
eBay,
Oh, I've
she it
got so
didn't
many
fit
pairs.
her, and she sold them to me. And later, she told me like, "Oh, I didn't mean to sell them this low." I'm like, "Well, they're mine now, lady. I
Yeah, no,
got them
you
for
can't.
$200, and they're $800." So I'm like, very,
But at the same time, when did you get those recently?
No. This was
Oh, okay.
years
Okay.
ago. This was
Because I was
years
going to
ago,
say, like,
and I don't get to wear them
sometimes,
because I'm in Miami.
where I'm in the winter time.
Time to time, I do, but even my leather jacket, like I,
It's too hot.
there's no, it's just too hot, Dina. Like, I'm dying to, like, can I please wear a cashmere sweater? But I can't. It's too hot. It's too, like, I would love to wear like a chunky sweater.
But even in January?
You get 2 days, maybe,
Okay, then wear
or
a
maybe
bra.
two
You could totally
weeks.
do it.
Two
Yeah, you could
weeks.
t that's your winter and you're gonna, what I like to do sometimes is I like to look for things that are not trending.
Yeah.
Because not that that's what I exclusively, because I'm not going to sell anything back. Like, I don't buy something to resell it. I
No,
buy it
me
because I
neither.
want
If
it.
I want it and I don't want to resell it, I've never,
So
yeah.
like, so I've been lucky with kind of with different brands and stuff, just because they're not really popular. I've gotten great deals on them. I just got the most beautiful dress, pure silk, for $103.
Stop.
I can, it's early 2000s. It's pristine. I can't even tell you. I'm gonna send you a photo. You're gonna lose it. You're gonna lose your shit. It's so great. I can't wait for another wedding or event. I'm looking for gala functions at this point, just so I can go, just so I can wear this dress. When I go to like the ballet or the symphony, I literally dress up to obnoxious levels because it's like, and I'll wait till it's really winter though. Like, I won't do it now. It's still too hot. But
I am trying to dress better. I think I dressed so well when I worked in the museum. I think Miami just makes you not want to dress up, and this is why I would love, like, if I lived in Chicago, I would rock the coat. I would
Oh,
rock the
100%.
50-50s, you know what I mean?
100%. That's the thing. Like, right now, we're just in our kind of a, like, late summer weather. It's been 80 degrees last week and 80 degrees this week. So it's,
In
I mean,
Chicago?
oh yeah, we always in the Midwest, there's always a period in late September or early October where you have still like hot weather.
Yeah.
It's just like a latent summer. Ever since I can remember, even being a kid, it was like that. So, like, I had friends in last weekend, not this, like 2 weekends ago, and to dinner, and then we went out to like this like Arab kind of like club afterwards, like dinner club, like a supper club where they had like dinner and a show.
Yeah.
And I dressed up. I got this amazing Lanvin dress again from the early 2000s,
Oh.
silk. Yeah, like, I wore that. It's like a little bit
Oh.
below the knee. It was pure silk. I'm like, fuck it. I don't care. I don't care what anybody else, even in my party, is gonna wear. I'm alive now. I
No,
bought
you
this
need to
amazing
wear it.
thing. Oh, I did. It was
Absolutely.
great. I loved it.
Absolutely. No.
Yeah. Oh God. I was like, what's the point of, I'm not gonna hoard it. Like, it fits. Oh, I cannot wait for this winter. I have amazing like maxi skirts from like the early 2000s that are like, remember when they were big in the late 90s, like those separate.
Yes,
Yeah,
I still love them now. And
I
like I
love.
told you, I've started wearing more dresses and skirts because I
Good.
can't stand, like, I've boycotted the jeans pretty much.
Well, it's just too hot. And
It's
you know
too
what I
hot.
notice? I find myself, I do wear more dresses and skirts, but if I'll wear the skirts, the short ones, I'll wear them in the winter with like pantyhose. And then I love midi skirts. I love a
Yes, me
midi skirt
too.
so
Me
much.
too.
Ugh, I love a midi skirt.
French Chanel hates kitten heels with a passion. She's like, you're the only one that could rock them. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You know,
The 4-inch and the 6-inch, that's over. I'm never doing it again.
I'm
I'm
still
never,
doing it. I'm,
I
but the
know,
thing
I
is,
know,
yeah,
but it's, you
no,
can
but
rock them, but I, with
because I
my
think,
clumsy self, I'll
oh,
fall on my ass. I'm not
I'm.
doing it anymore.
Yeah, no, I for me, I love a kitten heel. I just have to really, a lot of the kitten heels always come with a pointed toe, and that just makes me look like my feet are 10 inches, like, you know, like 10 feet long. So
Yeah.
I love kitten heels. I just have to really, you know, maybe instead of a kitten, it can be like a small heel or like a mid heel. And but no, I mean, I have a lot of friends. I love kitten heels. I think they're so cute. We'll talk about this later too, but I'm at like peak for social media, but
Oh, Lord.
I'm just kind of like, every trend is available now. Do whatever you want. Trends keep changing every 5 minutes because of the fast pace of like the world that we're in now.
Yeah.
I just don't care anymore. I love doing what looks good on me, and I just don't care
Yes. I
about anything
think,
else.
yeah, the point is, trends are great, but then you get to a point that you never want to see something again. And I think it's important to, like, get the trend that works for you and what works for
Yeah,
your own body,
that's
because
it.
I can't, not everything works for me. On to Yacht Rock, guys. Thank you. If you stuck it out with us this whole time, you're a real
Thank
one.
you. You
Thank
are a real
you.
one.
Okay, I
That's
have
your
some
style
questions.
update.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's your style update, you know, and let us know what, if you buy anything pre-loved. We want to know. Like,
And
I'm
where?
always,
We
and
want to know where and send
where
us
you
photos.
send us
Which
pics.
is
Send
so
pics to
creepy.
headphones, please. Absolutely. All right, let's start.
Okay.
What is Yacht Rock?
Okay, so yacht rock is a broad musical style and aesthetic that was commonly associated with soft rock, soul, smooth R&B, jazz, and some disco from the 70s and mid-80s. And they're just like songs that have light, catchy melodies and vocals. It was like maybe some of them were like sad, like country songs about like love, but they were all just lighthearted, nothing too intense. And according to Wikipedia, the name Yacht Rock was coined in 2005 by the makers of the online video series Yacht Rock and was derived from its association with the popular Southern California leisure activity of boating.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. I
Yeah.
mean, yeah. And it did get that because this was technically like easy listening. Yacht Rock during the time
Yes.
was easy listening.
Yeah, it's pretty much easy. But apparently, guys, there's a criteria in order for any song to be yacht rock. It can't
Okay.
be heavy, it has to be
Yes.
light,
Right.
and it has to be smooth and catchy. So
Yep.
there's a whole rule on it, which I had no idea. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of yacht rock? I want to know what the vibe is because I have a specific vibe.
Yeah. I do. I think of kind of like this is music for like the yuppie for the weekend. This isn't the going out music. This is maybe like Sunday driving music, going to play tennis music, definitely like a popped collar.
Oh,
Do you know what I mean?
majorly major pop color.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like also, I know this is very Southern California, but I also feel it's like very heavy New England vibes because again, aquatics, boating, waspy lifestyle. That's what I think of.
See, I not so much sailboats for me. I think of Miami Vice.
Oh, really?
I do in a way because Miami Vice
Okay.
has that. We have the water element. Were you a
Yes,
fan of
yes.
Miami Vice at all? Did you watch
I
it?
mean, no, I think, I mean, maybe like reruns or something, but like, I think
Reruns.
I was, yeah, too young.
Oh, I was definitely like, I grew up on that because I'm an 80s kid, but
Yeah.
I love Tubbs. I think you would like Crockett because you would probably like his cars better.
Yeah. Wait, wasn't he Don jo
Don Johnson, he
yeah,
drove,
I
I
loved him.
think, did he drove the
Loved him.
Corvette?
It was white. Didn't he drive a white
Yeah.
okay.
And Tubbs drove a Coupe de Ville.
Oh, shut
So
up. Maybe I like Tubbs.
I'm a fan. I'm a Rico Tubbs girl. I love Tubbs. But yeah, I think of Miami Vice. I think somewhat 80s luxury, which has,
Okay.
we will discuss 80s luxury on TikTok.
Yes.
It has a resurgence. But I think really my dream bungalow in the West Coast, like somewhere near Big Sur, with a record player, a white linen dress, and Dennis Wilson playing.
Okay, it's
And
cute.
I think of like that Clint Eastwood movie from, I think it was this early 70s, Play Misty for Me. I don't know
Okay.
if it's still on Netflix, but I loved his house.
Okay.
And that's like kind of like the dream house, or maybe his girlfriend's house in the movie. But that's my dream house. So my friend Lanny, who's from California, is constantly like, you know that house you're California dreaming about, you can't afford.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. Thanks,
Reminding me,
girl.
I cannot afford that Big Sur bungalow that I really want so bad.
It's
But
okay.
that's what
We're
kind of comes to
yeah.
my mind. Oh, Lord.
I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into our picks. Millie, what's up first?
Okay, so my first pick is Right Down the Line by Jerry Rafferty off of City to City 1978. Jerry Rafferty is a Scottish singer-songwriter, record producer. He was the founding member of Steeler's Wheel. And to me, this is the sexiest song ever made. If
I
you
love
want to
this song.
move, if you want to slow dance, like I slow dance by myself to this track, it's just it makes you sexy. You will feel sexy, guys.
It is cute.
This is the track that's playing on my record player in my California bungalow. And
That's
it was a
right.
huge hit for Jerry Rafferty. So I love it.
It's a good one. It's one of
It's
my favorites.
so good. It's so good. You and I by Dennis Wilson off of Pacific Ocean Blue 1977. So Dennis Wilson, Beach Boy, my favorite Beach Boy. He was the drummer. And sadly, this was his only studio album. He was working on a follow-up album, but he struggled with alcohol and drug addiction and kind of lost his voice toward the end. And he died just a few years after the release of this particular album, which is gorgeous. It's a beautiful album. I recommend it to anybody. Like, listen to the whole thing. And I don't want to talk about how he died because it's one of those really heartbreaking stories that obviously he died very young. And it's just one of those stories that it makes me cry every time. He was only 39 and he was highly
Ooh,
gifted.
just gives me chills. Ugh.
Highly gifted, and it's a stunning album. I promise you, listen to Pacific Ocean Blue. I think it's everything that's wonderful about yacht rock in a way,
Right.
just very serene and light. But it's like his songs are full of emotion because apparently they were written for his ex-wife.
Oh.
So yeah. So next up is Les Fleurs from Minnie Riperton, off of Come to My Garden, 1970. So I go back and forth on whether she is yacht rock, but apparently she is. She's the list. She's on the list of yacht rock artists, so I can't
Oh,
exclude
nice.
her.
Okay.
I love her voice. It's so lush and soothing. Like, she really has the voice of an angel. And if you're not familiar, she's a soul singer from Chicago. She started as a background singer for Etta James, Chuck Berry, and Muddy Waters. And I believe she was a lead singer for Rotary Connection, which is this major psych soul band from that time. And this is one of those albums that didn't do well in the charts, but now all of a sudden, like, critics praise it as they should. But I love it. It's beautiful. Next up is Show and Tell by Al Wilson. Like, Al Wilson's vibe reminds me of Tom Jones. Like, our moms probably threw their panties at him, like, back in 1973.
Oh my
It's
God.
one of those things, like a major hit for Al Wilson. A Lot of Love by Nicolette Larson, off of Nicolette, 1978. This song was written and recorded by Neil Young. And Neil Young has a version that's great, but I like Nicolette Larson's version much better. She used to sing backup for Neil Young along with Linda Ronstadt. And apparently, she found the tape of this track on the floor in Neil Young's car and she played it and she said that she loved it. And Neil's like, "You want it? It's yours." And it became this huge hit for her. And I think she looks totally adorable on the album cover. So, really cute song. Like, our mom's top 10. It's a really cute song. Okay, this one is good. Really good. She's Gone by Hall & Oates,
It's like a classic.
from Abandoned Luncheonette, 1973. Okay, you knew that we were going to discuss Hall & Oates today. Like,
Oh,
you
for
knew
sure.
that. You knew that.
And a few other ones. Like, let's be real. Like
Like, I mean, you knew
a few
that.
other ones. Yeah.
American duo Daryl Hall and John Oates, I actually saw them in concert a few years ago with my friend B.
Really?
I did. They opened for Tears for Fears. Yes, I swear to
Really?
God.
That's a
We went.
weird.
Isn't that
Okay.
a weird combination? They
Yeah.
did. They toured with Tears for Fears. And apparently, I mean, I thought it was a really good concert. We were super late, so we like missed half of Tears for
Oh,
Fears, but we saw the entire Hall & Oates set, and it was awesome. They're great live. They are. So their discography is incredible. So it's really hard to pick one song because to me, they're like yacht rock kings. I love this song because it's beautifully written, beautifully composed, and there's a video. So I have to talk about the video because I've seen it more times than I care to admit. The video is hysterical and it's almost a bit of a fuck you to the execs because they really didn't want to do this video. And they have such great sense of humor. And like, to me, they seem like these two really cool guys and who don't take themselves too seriously. I could be wrong, maybe they do, but I mean, they're such serious musicians and pioneers, but they come off so funny. You guys, I'm sending you to YouTube again. You have to watch it because I need Daryl Hall's platform sandals. And apparently, this might have been like one of the first music videos ever, I think. I don't know because
No.
it was before, it can't be, but it was before MTV
Oh, that.
because it was 1973, the song. So it like it, I
Okay.
thought MTV. Was it 1982 or 1984? I'm not sure, but it's hysterical. It almost seems like a B movie from art school.
Really?
It's hysterical. It's so funny. Okay. Moving
Like, I
on.
just love how art school always makes an appearance.
It's out. This video has to be though. It's hysterical. It's so good. It's so good. I'm Not in Love by 10cc off the original soundtrack 1975. So 10cc is a British rock band, and they're also considered art rock and progressive pop. Obviously, the soft rock band, but to me, is such an interesting. They're so interesting because their sound is actually really innovative for soft rock, and like they actually served as an inspiration to many artists. The intro of the song is the coolest, and I just love how it was composed all together. It's a really complex song with these really haunting vocals at the end. I love it. I love the song. It's dope.
That's really good.
Yeah. Devil Woman by Cliff Richard off of I'm Nearly Famous 1976. Just this really cool, catchy yacht rock tune. I think it's fun. And then I'm gonna go with Bob Seger. I'm gonna go with We Got Tonight because it
I
was
love Bob
just,
Seger.
I love Bob Seger so much. Boyfriend. Robert Clark Seger is a singer-songwriter from Detroit, Michigan, known for his
Yay.
powerful, raspy voice. Like he's unmistakable. His voice is unmistakable. He's just so sexy. And I honestly didn't know what song to pick because I love all his albums. And We Got Tonight is like such a beautiful ballad off of Stranger in Town, 1977.
That's fun.
Next is Look What You've Done to Me by Boz Scaggs.
I love the accusatory title.
Look What You've Done to Me.
Look what
But
you've done to me.
this is actually from a soundtrack. It was part of the Urban Cowboy soundtrack, 1980. Like, have you seen this movie? This movie.
No.
Oh
I know I
gosh.
have to, but no, I have not.
You okay, just see it because it's just
Okay.
like it's just it's John Travolta. The plot, I don't know. I don't know. Like, you have to give me your thoughts on it, but it's a
Is
beautiful
it like
ballad.
it's weird?
Well, he's a cowboy, obviously, and
Okay.
Deborah Winger is in it. And they get into
Okay.
a fight because he wants her to be a better housewife and she doesn't
Well.
clean. And she, I don't know. It was all his fault. They separated. I mean, I don't know. They separated. He dated another girl, and oh gosh, it was just this crazy. To me, this movie is just it's kind of
All over the
kitschy.
place.
It's all over the
Oh,
place. It's
okay.
kind of kitschy,
Okay.
but I do like this song. And apparently, if you're gonna have a yacht rock episode, we need to include Boz because apparently he's Mr. Yacht Rock.
Boz.
Although I gotta tell you, this is the only song I like from him. So. If you guys have other songs from Bob Skaggs that you
I
like,
have one.
you do? Okay, great. Because I was like, okay, I'm really not a fan except for this song.
No,
Although
don't
I
worry.
know
I got
he's
one for you.
okay, good. Okay. But I know he's Mr. Yacht Rock, so there you go.
Gosh, that's funny. I wonder what you're gonna I wonder what you're gonna think. Okay, tell me what's next.
Okay, I Can't Tell You Why by the Eagles from The Long Run 1980. Do the Eagles really qualify as yacht rock? I'm not
I mean,
sure.
technically, I mean, this is a thing. Like, it this is hard. I think that I don't know.
I don't know. I think this song does. This particular
Okay.
song does because it has that
Okay.
cool R&B element and it really stands apart from other Eagles songs that we know. Like
Right,
And
right.
Timothy Schmidt has this really light and airy voice. So if you're in a yacht, you're gonna listen to like can't tell you why. Like
I think so. I
I
think
think so.
so.
I think
I
this
think so.
particular song is. So My Flame by Bobby Caldwell. I'm gonna put him on there because the hip hop sample king needs to go on the yacht rock list. and If You Were Here Tonight by Alexander O'Neill. Off the self-titled album 1985. So this song has gotten a resurgence thanks to Luxury TikTok. So
So
he is
funny.
this man is smooth, cool, and it's made its way. And I love, the good thing about TikTok is sometimes you get to introduce these younger
Yes.
to these songs to these younger generation, which is really,
Yeah.
really nice.
I think so.
I'm gonna be cheeky. I'm gonna add one more because I
Do
think
it.
it's important. Big Love by Fleetwood Mac.
Oh.
This is Lindsey Buckingham's song, because we always talk about Stevie, but we never talk about Lindsey.
Well, I mean, 'cause kind of like fuck him. But
Fuck him.
anyways.
But no, this is a good song. And usually the OG gets played on Yacht Rock radio a lot. The
Okay.
one that I'm going to include is the live version because his
Oh, nice.
guitar
Oh,
is
he's great.
phenomenal.
Yeah, no, he's
I mean,
great.
phenomenal.
Talented.
Guitar virtual. So before John Frusciante, you had Lindsey Buckingham.
Wow, you're putting this man above your man? Wow.
Oh, I mean, he came first, although no one can replace John Frusciante for me. But
You're so funny.
I mean, he is my favorite guitar player. It has to be John Frusciante. But this has a wicked guitar solo, a really cool version, very different from
Okay.
the version on the album. Like, I think this was in Rumors. It might have been, or maybe no. It might have been in the Little Lies album. We'll see. But
But I think it's what you want when you're going to see somebody live. You want that little bit of just something extra.
I recommend listening to this. This is
Yeah.
really cool. It's a cool guitar solo. It's a cool song, live version, and it's dope. And that's it for
Okay.
me. Like, I have to stop because we'll keep going on with my cheesy love songs.
Don't worry. I'll pick up where you left off. Are you ready
Okay.
for my list?
I cannot wait. I
Oh
seriously
God.
cannot wait for your list.
You're gonna really laugh. Okay, the first one. I'm starting strong. Are you ready? Okay,
Let's
here we
do
go. Escape, the Pina Colada song. Rupert
Tina.
Holmes. It's so good. It's so good. This is the epitome of yacht rock. The epitome. Escape. It's a song with a drink. It's talking about like cheating on your partner. Like, come
It
on.
checks off all the boxes.
All the boxes.
All the
Anyways,
boxes.
all of them.
It had to be on the list,
It's
absolutely.
so good. So it's by Rupert Holmes off of his 1979 Partners in Crime album. And the chorus originally started with "If you like Humphrey Bogart," which Holmes changed at the last minute because he's like, "I'm always singing about Bogart." So then he goes, "As I was getting on the mic, I thought to myself, I've done so many movie references to Bogart and widescreen cinema on my earlier albums. Maybe I shouldn't do one here." Like, okay, thanks, guy. And so. Instead of singing "If you like Humphrey Bogart" with the emphasis on "like," I could start with the syllable earlier and go "If you like piña coladas." So that was it. And in 2019, Holmes stated that he still does not drink piña coladas. So I actually don't like them either. I'll be honest, they're not my favorite drink.
They're
I don't
not,
like
I
them.
love them, but you can see that I'm not a drinker, right?
Yeah, no,
Like,
I
so
don't.
guys, do not, I don't drink. So really, I mean, it's not that I don't drink. I'll have a glass of wine. I'm not somebody that doesn't drink ever, but
Yeah.
I'm not a drinker. It's not my thing. And I tend
Yeah.
to go for these like really sweet, stupid drinks.
Oh, I wish I could. I cannot. I
You
get
can't do
instant.
it.
No.
No, I love pina colada and I
No.
discovered it and it's insane with condensed milk.
Shut up. Sorry.
Sorry.
I love
No,
condensed milk.
I could eat that out of the can. Like, I could just
So can
have the
I.
can, the whole can.
I love condensed.
I
Okay, I'll
love
try
condensed
that. I'll
milk.
try that.
It's really good. And with alcohol, because don't be like me and order the virgin drink because I'm lame. But seriously, try it with condensed milk. Maybe you'll
Yeah.
see pina coladas differently.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. Whenever I get like a virgin cocktail, I just kind of I'd rather just get club soda 'cause I'm just like, this is so sweet. All these calories. I could have eaten a dessert 'cause I'm a more dessert person. Like,
Me too,
I'm not gonna drink
yeah.
my calories. I'm gonna eat my calories. So like I could have gotten a cake or a cookie or a donut. Like I'm not gonna drink this, but no, my drinks have to be I like savory drinks. Like I like margaritas. I like spicy margaritas. I like tequila. I don't know. I'm just kind of boring, I think. I don't really do anything exciting.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm kind of a stick to the, 'cause then it's like I know what I ingested so that if I get a migraine, I understand why.
Okay.
I know I
All
did it
right.
to
That makes
myself.
sense. Yeah.
The next song is Baby Come Back by Player off of their 1977 self-titled
Yeah, that was going to
album.
be in there. That was going to be in
Yeah,
there.
it has to be, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So, A reporter on the American Top 40 broadcast of November 5th, 1977, "Baby Come Back" was written after two of the band members had broken up with their girlfriends. How exciting. I mean, write what you know, I guess, right? So it was covered a few times. In 1980, it was covered by O.C. Smith. Lisa Stansfield in 97 released a song as a bonus track on the Japanese version of her self-titled album, and a few other times. It's just a classic cheesy yacht rock song. It's an easy listening song. You've heard this at CVS when you're buying Band-Aids, like it's a classic, so I had to include it.
I love it. I think it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, great song.
Next is "Steal Away" by Robbie Dupree from 1980's self-titled album.
Yeah.
And Dupree's song is more of a proposition. He's asking a girl to steal away in the night with him after he catches her sneaking a glance. And no word if she took him up on his offer. But I wish more men were brave like Robbie Dupree. And just like if a woman looks in your direction, you're like, run away with me. Like, no, creep.
Not now. Like no, like
No, not now.
men are not doing the pursuing. Who got to be the one to pursue these guys?
Millie, I've never
This is a
really.
different generation from what this is.
No, I.
It's this is a different world from where we come from.
No, but even in my world, nobody really pursued. People were scared of me. I think I was really I people really didn't pursue me. Like, unless I didn't like them, of course, that's how it goes. But
I think you need to be brave because I think both of us give off a do not talk to me vibe, like face.
yeah, that's fair. That's
But
fair.
I
That's
gotta,
fair.
like, when a man really wants to talk to me, he will.
But half the time, it wasn't like anybody that I was interested in. So, like, ew.
I guess. But no, like, men are not pursuing ladies. From what I've
No,
heard, from what my single
no.
friends told me, like, men are. You got to be chasing them and
Oof.
never.
Oof.
Like never.
You know what? Yeah, I would rather just keep my, like, I would rather just be home. I would rather be home.
Rather be home.
Rather be home.
I'd rather be
And
home. Yeah.
you know what? Even married, I usually am home. So, like, that's okay. It's so funny. Yeah, I ask my husband all the time because we were introduced actually at work. This doctor set us up, and I'm like, if the doctor had not set us up, would you have ever talked to me? He's like, no. He's like,
Really?
I didn't know you. I'm like, yeah, I didn't know you either, guy. But like, what? But I think he's shy, and I'm like, okay, if I was at a bar, would you ever talk to me? He's like, no. I'm like, okay, that. But it tracks for me. Like,
No, he's
it
shy. Like,
tracks.
I had the
He's
opposite.
shy.
Roger went full force, but he's a
Good for
Leo.
Roger. Good
He's
for
a Leo. He's
oh,
like, yeah, you keep
that's
saying no.
nice.
I'm still gonna come back.
See, that's cute. I do like persistence. That is
Oh,
cute.
100% persistent. He
You know how
wasn't, he was like, nah, you ain't gonna push me away.
Chris stole my heart with when we were dating, he would do things like this is so silly, but he knows, like, he just would do things for me without me asking. So like, he would always have cheese and crackers at his house, or he would bake me bread, or he would like
Pay
leave his
attention to what you
yeah
like.
he would
Yeah.
like leave his friends at the bar and just hang out with me. And I wasn't used to that kind of treatment, so I was like, oh, aren't you gonna go with your friends? He's like, no, I'm gonna hang out with you. And I'm like, wow. It's so nice, you're such a nice guy.
No.
And he
No.
hung out with my friends, and like,
But that's how it should be. You see?
and he pretended to like IKEA food. That was, I think, the biggest. I still tease him about this today. We used to go on dates to IKEA because I love IKEA and I like eating the food there. And so when we were dating, he was all about it. Yeah, I'm like, let's go to IKEA on Friday. He's like, okay, sure. And then when we were engaged, he stopped eating the food. And I'm like, oh, don't you want like a chicken sandwich? He's like, no, it's just disgusting. No, you can get it. He's like, you can eat whatever you want. He's like, I think it's really gross. And I'm like, but you've been eating it. He's like,
Entire time.
yeah. I'm like, but you've been eating it because we were dating for like 2 years. I'm like, dude, like, what? He's like, yeah, it's really, really gross.
When a man loves a woman.
I swear, it was so cute. It was so fun. And at first, I felt like kind of betrayed. I was like, what else are you like lying to me about? But no, thank God it was just IKEA. It's just IKEA cafeteria food. Oh my God. Okay. And that is why I will steal away with Chris.
Love it.
Oh my God. Okay. This is the other Boz Skaggs song that I have on this list, and it is
Oh.
the Lido Shuffle.
Okay, no,
Off
I've
of
never heard of this one. Okay.
It's good. It's off of 1976's Silk Degrees record. And he recalled, Skaggs said, Lido Shuffle was a song that I've been banging around. I took the idea from the shuffle from a song that Fats Domino did called The Fat Man that had kind of like a driving shuffle beat that he used to play on the piano.
Yeah.
And that's how he came up with the Lido Shuffle. And I couldn't, out of those two songs, I couldn't tell you another Boz Skaggs song. Or
Song.
maybe if,
Yeah.
yeah, like, I mean, it's
Same
just
here
he's
with
there.
mine.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he's there.
But that
Okay.
is such an, that title of that album is so 80s. My God.
Silk Degrees.
Oh, come on.
7 Silk Degrees of like
Dina.
seven Silk Degrees. Like, what? I don't know. What is a Silk Degree? Come on, Boz.
I
What
don't
is
even know what
it?
that is,
I'm gonna
but
look it up
that sounds
later.
80s to me, darling.
I know. But it's like 76, so is it like disco? Like, is he trying to appeal to, like, you know what I mean?
Probably.
Maybe. All right.
Probably.
Next is I Saw the Light by Todd Rundgren
Yeah.
off of 1972 Something Anything. And he is just saying how he wanted this to be the hit of the album, so he copied what Motown does and put it at the top of the album. He wrote it in 20 minutes, and he attributes it to being on Ritalin. He goes, it caused me to crank out songs at an incredible pace. You can see why, too. The rhymes are just moon, June, spoon kind of stuff. Thanks, Todd.
Well, they were all on drugs.
I know, I
Yeah.
know, I know. It was so cute, though. Good for him. But I love that song. It's such a good song. Next is If You Leave Me Now from Chicago off of 1976's Chicago X album. And it was one of the five non-disco songs to make it to the number one in the US in a 9-month period in 1976. It's just again, easy listening. And this song reminds me of kind of every intro from a sitcom from the late 70s and 80s.
It does. It
You
totally
know?
does. Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. Yeah.
Next is My Moon, My Man, The Love of My Life. And if he were to meet me, he would choose me over my sister and my friend who are also into him. It's Michael McDonald's I Keep Forgetting Every Time You're Near from
Yeah.
1982's If That's What It Takes. This was his solo record after stepping away from the Doobie Brothers. And it's been greatly sampled, most notably by Warren G for the song Regulate.
Yep. Yep.
His vocals are amazing. Like, he has a beautiful voice. I love the production on this album. I love the song. The reason I think this is one of the best yacht rock or easy listening hits is because it just kind of was ahead of its time, I think.
Yeah.
So he's just very, very, very talented. We always
It's
talk about how
such a
much we
good
love
song.
him.
Yeah,
Yeah,
he's
he's
such a
great.
good song. We'll double
Next.
date with Bob Seger.
Honestly, okay, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm ready. I'm ready. My sister and my friend can beat it. Okay? They can't have him. The man is mine. Oh my goodness. Okay, next is Year of the Cat from Al Stewart off of 1976's Year of the Cat. The way he sings, he's a British artist, and the way he sings reminds me of the vocals from other British bands like The Last Shadow Puppets and The Clientele. So that was kind of nice to see them referencing, I think, Al Stewart's kind of singing style and cadence years later. But it's a Year of the Cat. I have two cats. I love cats. Come on. Great song. And he wrote this because he saw a book that left out on I think Vietnamese horoscopes, and the year that this came out was the Year of the Cat. So it all kind of
Oh.
makes sense. Yeah. Next is Tin Man by America off of 1974's Holiday album. And the song's title and some of its lyrics refer to the Tin Woodsman from The Wizard of Oz. And the songwriter Burnell was quoted as saying, "My favorite movie, I guess. I always loved it as a kid. Very obscure lyrics, great grammar. Oz never did give anything to the Tin Man. It's sort of a poetic license."
I love that. Yeah.
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 So I
And
have a
we're going to add Ventura Highway because we have to.
Oh, so good. Oh my
We're
God,
gonna
it's
add
so
it,
good.
guys. It's
So
gonna
good.
get added. Yeah.
Okay. These I'm just gonna kind of power through because I have a few more because it was really hard to limit myself. The next is Eye in the Sky, the Alan Parsons Project from 1982's Eye in the Sky. It's a beautiful song. Because we spoke of Michael McDonald, I've had to add on the Doobie Brothers, and I chose What a Fool Believes from 1979's Minute by Minute. What a beautiful song. Next is How Long by Ace off of 1974's Five Aside. And
Yeah.
I don't know technically if this is yacht rock or easy listening, but Sultans of Swing from Dire Straits off of their 1978 self-titled album.
Yeah.
I
Let's
love,
add them.
yeah,
Yeah.
I like love them so much. They're so good. Okay. And then next is Reminiscing by Little River Band from 1978's Sleeper Catcher. And then It Never Rains in Southern California, Albert Hammond from 1972's It Never Rains in Southern California. And this is the father of Albert Hammond Jr. from The Strokes, and he's also a British singer-songwriter.
Yeah, cool.
A classic is Summer Breeze, Seals and Crofts from 1972's Summer Breeze album. Again, you
It's
can't
so
have it.
good.
Yeah, like literally, Summer Breeze,
And
Yacht
yeah,
Rock, come on.
it's staying in there. Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
And last but not least is Dance With Me by Orleans off of 1975's Orleans 2. Isn't
Oh,
it
yeah.
cute? I know, I
It's
love
so
it. I
cute.
love it. I love it. I love it.
Oh, what a good list.
I know. I think it's going to be good. Hopefully, there's a few people in my life who are obsessed with yacht rock. So, you know who you are, and I'm sure you're going to give me feedback as to what we missed or what we and we can
Yeah,
always
because
add it to the
I'm, yeah.
playlist.
Well, yes, guys, if you have a favorite yacht rock hit that we didn't mention, let us know.
We will,
DM headphones,
yeah,
DM headphones, yes.
DM us, bother us, please. We love hearing from you guys.
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah.
What'd you listen to today?
I listened to this artist called Trust. They're from Canada and they're kind of like goth wave, kind of like goth wave.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Trust. Love Trust. What did you listen to today?
Listening to the new Cleo Soul
I
album. It's beautiful. You would love it
have
because I
listened
know
to it.
you're,
I
isn't it?
love so good.
We're both Cleo Soul
I have a
fans.
playlist to send you then.
Send it to me
Okay,
because
because
I adore her.
it's a playlist of like her and similar artists. And when I tell you, hours upon hours of entertainment, it's so good.
Oh, good. I've
Yeah.
also been listening to the new Doja Cat,
Oh,
which is
nice.
perfect for this holiday season.
Hell yeah. Demons.
I love Demons. I love Paint the Town Red. I
Love.
just love,
Oh, I thought you said
I
I like.
love
I thought you were
it.
making a statement. Like, I love
No, make a
demons. I'm like,
statement. Wait, I love
whoa,
some Demons. No, Demons is good. It's a good
yeah, it
hit.
is
Paint
good.
the Town Red is a good
Yeah.
hit. I love that Dion Walk On By sample is
Yeah.
dope. And I mean, I know she's controversial and she's pissed off a lot of people, but I can't, when the music is good, you can't argue. And sometimes, like, you just crave artistry.
Yeah.
You just crave artistry. You just
Yeah.
crave that. And I mean, she just told everybody, I'm not doing a pop album. This is going to be a hip
Yeah.
hop album and you guys are going to love it. And, like, I don't care what you say.
I do find it interesting because looking at the comments and stuff, like if you go to the comments under her social media platforms and everybody's like rebuking in the name of Jesus and like talking about having Jesus as like protection through like, and I respect people's religious views, but
Lord, it's an
I
album.
no, but that, but you know what makes me laugh is I've never seen something online and then felt compelled to have
Held.
to write something under it. If I don't like something or if I feel like it's very offensive,
Just
I'll
don't
either
listen to
or I'll report it if it's really bad. Like if
really
it's
bad.
really
It
like
has to do with kids or
abusive or yeah, like I'll report it.
no.
But I would never write like my delicate sensibilities have been,
I
you
can't
know.
handle it. I can't
Yeah.
handle this.
Yeah.
Demons is the one. After everything that we've seen throughout the years,
Yeah.
Demons the one that you need to go and pray for.
Yeah, I
Come
mean,
on, really?
forget governments being awful or people, you know,
Yeah.
being going through
That's the
genocide
thing.
like they
Yeah.
are, like, you know, in You know what? Whatever. I'm not going there, but yes, let's just get mad about demons of music
Yeah,
video.
get mad at Doja. She's the devil. Yeah. Like,
If you
come
feel
on
so
now.
compelled, dunk your phone in holy water.
It's
Then go to AT&T to fix it. But yes, you know what I mean?
just ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. But speaking of holy water and demons, I am doing 31 days of horror.
I just told my sister that you were doing this. Okay, I have
I'm doing
questions.
31 days. So I have like, if you guys have recommendations, the older the flick, the better, send them my way. Because Dina, I'm gonna tell you why I'm doing it. I've always done it. Like, I've been doing it for a few years now, and sometimes I'll share a few of the picks. I don't do it every day, but I'll share some of like my favorite, and I'll rewatch some old flicks too. You know what it is? It gets me off the phone at night.
Do you know what
It
I'm
gets me off the phone at night. I have to put down my phone. There's no social media. I'm watching this damn horror flick. Leave me alone.
But you know what? Speaking of that, I've really, really, really noticed my attention span is not good. And it is because of everything that's around us now.
Yes, I agree
It's
with you.
so embarrassing for me to admit that, but I have to really be aware. I don't have any games on my phone. Now what I do instead of games, I'm looking at, resale sites. And I'm like, no, can't do that. I have to pay attention. 'Cause it's awful. So I'm gonna try to do that as well. But did you
I saw my
see?
screen time and it's really scary.
Oh, Chris always makes fun of my screen time. He's like, you're on
It's
TikTok
really
so much.
scary. And I do manage accounts for work, but it's just really scary.
It
It's
is.
just
No,
really
it's not
scary.
good. It's not
TikTok is
good.
highly addictive. I mean, it has its plus, it has its pluses compared to Instagram, but
Oh,
it's just a
Instagram
little,
is the
sometimes it gets a
worst.
little too weird. And for me to seek refuge in some horror flicks,
Yeah, that's funny.
I need to do that. Like, I need to do that. But who else is doing 31 days
No, I
for
told
you?
my sister, because I want to go, because I really scare easily, like my husband daily and unintentionally will just I just scare very easily. But I've wanted to do I haven't done like a haunted house in maybe 20 years.
Oh, I love
Because I can't, yeah,
that.
I know, I'm a chicken. But so I live near, I'm in Illinois and I live near a Six Flags. And so I want to go do the Halloween stuff in these, Cedar Point has whatever, these amusement rides that have these Halloween theme things. And I was trying to convince my sister to come down so she can go with me. Cause I'm like, if you come with me, that would be great. And I'll obviously make my husband come too. So I could be sandwiched between them and nobody can get to me in the haunted house. I have a plan, But no, and then I saw on social media that do you remember Stephen King used to do all these mini series? Like he did one on Roanoke. He did
I live for Stephen King. I do love Stephen King. I'm a
So
fan.
the
So
he has, and I don't know what streaming service it's on, but I remember watching this when it came out in 2002. But it's called Red Room or Red.
oh my God, is that the one that's on Hulu now? I'm watching it. I'm
Oh
gonna watch it.
yeah. 'Cause I remember it came out. Year like obviously almost 21 years ago, and I think it's streaming again.
Okay, I'm gonna see it. I've never seen it. I've never seen it.
It's really really good. So another
Okay,
Halloween
good.
connection is the young actor who plays in it also played in Halloween Town, which I love. I know it's a children's movie. I don't care.
No, I love those too.
I
But
love
guys,
Halloween
seriously,
Town.
if you could recommend DM me or DM headphones.
What's the scariest though that you've seen that you can never watch again?
Scariest? Oh. I don't know, because for me, scary is just stuff like Mother, like stuff like that. Like,
I've never
those are the
seen it.
movies that to me, like, I never want to see again, that they're so, like, Requiem for a Dream, like, it's, they're so uncomfortable.
What about
But for horror, it, like, I to me, Texas Chainsaw Massacre still kind of unnerves me, because he kills in broad daylight.
Oh, ew.
I was rewatching it. That was like, which one was this one? The one that I saw, I think I rewatched Hush on Monday night, and the killer is so obnoxious. I'm going to tell you something. I'm the type of person, if the killer comes for me,
You're going for it?
I'm going for it, because
Really?
this killer was so obnoxious. He was just like trolling her the entire time. I'm like, can you just kill me and get it over with?
Yeah, I
Like, I
know we
kept
talked
praying,
about
like,
this.
yeah, like, I kept praying Michael Myers would like come, show up out of nowhere, because I know he'll kill me, but he'll kill you first.
But the thing is you know what though, that your instinct is okay, so I can only speak for myself, but my instinct, because you're human and you want to survive, is to run, even though I'm not a good runner. And I I don't know. I wonder what I would do. Like, I am angry. It's funny because people, my friends, when
No,
we're
I would
together.
run, yeah, but I think he enjoyed trolling her the whole time.
Oh, it's like a cat, but that's like what they call like the cat and
And I
mouse.
would just get like really furious and be like, "You're gonna need Neos. I'll be dead, but you're gonna need Neosporin because I'm
See,
gonna
that's
scratch you up."
yeah. I mean,
I'll be like, "Let's go. Let's do this. Like, let's do
oh,
this."
you know what? I would like to say that I would try, but I don't know. Like, I know I have a
I'm
lot
not
of
telling you
anger.
I would come out winning. I
No,
mean,
it's not even
obviously.
about winning. I'm just like, what could I even possibly like? I'm just trying to think of what I would even do besides throw up and cry. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what I would do.
I don't know either. Have
It's
you thought about a
terrifying.
costume?
So many, and they're all obscure. And every year, my husband tells me that nobody's gonna know what I am, and I'm like, I don't care. That's the point. And he's
Okay,
like,
so Roger told me the same thing.
what did he say? What were you gonna do?
Okay, I've always wanted to do Isabella Rossellini and Death Becomes
Oh yeah, no, but every
Her.
that's actually really, people will know what you are.
Yeah, but Roger's like, yeah, okay, no. There's
Well,
no
'cause he
side
just
boob
doesn't want you to
happening.
know. Exactly. I know Roger. I know Roger.
She
He
was
just
40, honey. She was 40 when she did that flick.
Well, I mean,
And
she's
you know
beautiful.
who the real badass bitch was? Goldie Hawn, who was 50.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a great movie. I love that
That's a
movie.
great movie. What a great movie. I'm gonna be Wendy off The
Oh,
Shining.
cute.
Yeah.
Cute.
So
I
let's see if I could
think
get him to be Jack. I really don't know.
I am gonna I wanted to do like have you ever watched the show Veep?
Yes.
Okay, Gary and Selena, like Chris can carry like a briefcase, like because Gary carries like a Leviathan with all of Selena's shit in there, and it'd be
Yes.
like Selena Meyer, and Chris is like, nobody's gonna get it. I'm like, that's the fucking point. I don't
Nobody,
care. I don't
it's
care.
fine. It's
It's I
fine.
get it. And then I'm gonna have like, Selena for whatever or Veep or but there was that idea, and he's like, that's silly. And so I'm like, whatever, I don't care. I don't even think do you know what's really, really sad? I just
What?
realized that I am, and I'm not sad about it, but I'm too old currently to go to concerts. I'm just not interested in a lot of concerts.
Really? I thought that I was going to feel that way with Lana because it seemed like I thought it would be a young audience, but no, I thought it was fine.
No,
Is it
like
just concerts in general or it depends on which
depends.
concerts?
Like depends. No, depends. It depends totally.
No,
Like
everybody behaved.
no, but
It was,
like
but you
I
know why? Because the majority of the audience were women.
women. Yeah, exactly. No,
So.
and that's truly why. No, but I mean, I remember going to because I've been seeing more DJs in Chicago, and I feel like I'm there with my child, and I feel like and everybody's polite. Nobody's ever mean or anything, but I'm just like, I'm good. Maybe I'll
Yeah.
just, but yeah. And I just haven't had a chance to go to many concerts. But yeah, I couldn't imagine seeing Lana at Lollapalooza. I would be
Oh
very
gosh.
old. Old,
I'd be older.
Stop. But anyways. Oh my gosh, we talked a lot, but we'll see what gets
You for sticking with
stuck.
us.
Yeah. Thank you guys. We appreciate it. Okay. Thanks again for spending time with us on this episode. We look forward to hearing your thoughts and requests. Feel free to reach out to us via our Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.